The Tampa Bay Area's professional hockey franchise, the Tampa Bay Lightning, have been sold. No terms of the deal have been announced yet. The new ownership group, called Absolute Hockey Enterprises, is headed by Doug McLean, who for the past 9 years has been the general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Before that, he coached the Florida Panthers. At a news conference this morning, McLean emphasized that the team will not be going anywhere.
Absolute zero thought of that. It's quite honest, it's never entered our mind. Quite honestly, when we were going through the process, we were excited about what was going on in Nashville because it kept us off the radar screen, and absolutely zero thought. And Jeff and I have talked, and Oren, it's zero chance for that.
McLean said that in total, there will be 9 or 10 principal owners. Two of those were in attendance at the news conference, including Oren Colas, a Hollywood producer whose works include the slasher Saw movies. He said the entire Absolute group takes ownership of the Tampa franchise quite seriously.
This isn't a toy where someone wants to walk into a game and act like an owner. I mean, this is things that there's a million things from, you know, I know you guys haven't seen it yet, but we saw the new logos today. You guys see them on August 25th. They're amazing. As Doug said, we're not coming into a ship that needed to be righted. This ship is in amazing shape. So it's just trying to take what's here and maybe just do a little bit, you know, a little more pizzazz. It's in great shape.
Absolute Hockey Enterprises is buying the team from Palace Sports and Entertainment, a Michigan-based group that also owned the Detroit Pistons basketball franchise. They admit that except for the 2003-2004 season, which saw the Lightning reach the highest level possible in the National Hockey League, winning the Stanley Cup, they never made money in the 8 years they owned the team. In addition to the team, Absolute Hockey Enterprises is purchasing its lease agreement with Hillsborough County, the St. Pete Times Forum, and two pieces of adjacent property. Tom Wilson from Palace Sports said that his organization had no real interest in selling, but the offer made recently by Absolute piqued their interest.
I think it may have been the profile. I think it may have been the fact that the background that they had, and they knew that, or he felt that they would be really good for the franchise and for the city. I think that may have turned it, but I can't honestly answer that question. I really don't know.
Did they have anything to do with it, Tom?
Well, if it had been remarkably lower, it would have had something to do with it. But no, it's a very fair price with where hockey values are today and with what's been accomplished here. It doesn't make up for the losses or anything like that, but that's really not that relevant.
Wilson said discussions between the two groups began about 6 weeks ago. Although no terms were announced, now former owner Bill Davidson had previously said he would never sell the team an arena for less than $200 million. In a press release, Tampa Mayor Pam Maiorio said she looked forward to meeting with the new owners. She said, "It's important to the city and to the region that the Tampa Bay Lightning remains a part of our community." The new management says they intend to keep the current coach, John Tortorella, and general manager, Jay Feaster, on board.